the touch of your lips, dear, but much more for the touch of your whips, dear. You can raise wealth like nobody else as we dance to the masochism tango. Let our love be a flame, not an ember. Say it's me that you want to dismember. Blacken my eye, set fire to my tie as we dance to the masochism tango. At your command, before you, here I stand. My heart is in my hand. Ugh. It's here that I must be. My heart entreats, just hear those savage beats, and go put on your cleats, and come and trample me. Your heart is hard as stone or mahogany, that's why I'm in such exquisite agony. My soul is on fire, it's aflame with desire, which is why I perspire when we tango. You caught my nose in your left castanet, love. I can feel the pain, yes, love, every time I hear drums. And I envy the rose that you held in your teeth, love, with the thorns underneath, love, sticking into your gums. Your eyes cast a spell that bewitches. The last time I needed 20 stitches to sew up the gash that you made with your lash as we dance to the masochism tango. Bash in my brain and make me scream with pain, then kick me once again and say we'll never part. I know too well I'm underneath your spell, so darling, if you smell something burning, it's my heart. Excuse me. Take your cigarette from its holder and burn your initials in my shoulder. Fracture my spine and swear that you're mine as we dance to the masochism tango.
Nobody does it like Tom Lehrer. On WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. Masochism Tango. Whip reference in there before that. The centerpiece of our show, actually. Taboo by the Lacuna Cuban Boys from 1936. You could actually hear a whip in there. I would have loved to have seen that floor show if only I'd had some protective eyewear. That was an MP3 sent to me, by the way, by somebody in England, and I had to play it. I certainly did. Thank you. And before that, Headhunter's Dream, Tony Parham and his musicians from 1928. Now, continuing on this somewhat rambunctious quest, Quintet of the Hot Club of France. Eyes a muggin.
Eyes a muggin, boom. We's a muggin, boom. Eyes a muggin, boom. That would be bad, boo, bad, do. Eyes a muggin, boom. We's a muggin, bang. Eyes a muggin, boom. Bebop, 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 bebop. Nobody knows how it started. Somebody blew it through a horn. Somebody played it on the fiddle. Somebody sang it and a song was born. Now it's the craze, the new sensation. It's the song the bands all swing. Now it's the phrase that rocks the nation. Don't try to stop me cause I'm gonna sing. Eyes a muggin, boom. We's a muggin, bang. Eyes a muggin, boom. Boo-bop-dee-bop, boo-bop-dee-ho.
mugging boot. We's the mugging bang. I's the mugging slap. Roof for a hat through hood. I's the mugging boot. We's the mugging slang. I's the mugging boot. For a hat through doot and nanny do that. Dangles mugging. Old Stephen's mugging. Oh, everybody's mug on that. Oh, the mug, mug, mug it. The mug is fast.
Thank you.
Breakfast feud. I've had a few of those in my time. Of course, not lately because I don't get up for breakfast, but it makes it a lot easier, doesn't it? A lot of hostility avoided, averted, whichever you prefer. Benny Goodman's Sextet from 1940. Charlie Christian there on the electric guitar doing an amazing job, as always. For that, Stuff Smith and his Onyx Club Boys, Onyx Club Spree. Well, not strictly violent, although Spree can be, I suppose. That's from 1937. Beginning with a quintet of the Hot Club of France, Isa Muggin, 1936. Again, double meaning there. I wouldn't want to be mugged, but mugging, I guess, is acceptable. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. This show is broadcast worldwide on Live 365 after the initial broadcast here on WHCL. 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. We have a few streamers tonight. I wish also, speaking of our worldwide listeners, again, the person who sent me the centerpiece of this show, Anna in England, I do thank very much, finishing up studies there this time. And if you want to see any of my playlists, any of my figure out how my mind works, although many people have tried and they haven't quite figured it out yet. My Radiola blog is chock full of playlists, radiolablog.blogspot.com. I also have a MySpace page, if you're interested. All you modern types out there, I finally entered the 21st century. Backwards, of course, kicking and screaming and clawing onto the dear dregs of 1999, but yes, indeed. MySpace is myspace.com/carpaltunnelkid. Well, the Radiola was taken, so Carpal Tunnel Kid will have to do. That's my other nom de plume. but just check it out, and all those links are through the Radiola blog. Just type Radiola into Google. You'll find me there about halfway down the page. And if you're interested in all this crazy stuff, and links to our 365 archives. And right now I've got about almost 20 hours of archives up. Almost 20. They doubled my limit, so you can listen to that and listen to it all day and never hear the same thing twice. Freaky and amazing. I'm constantly amazed. Well, you'll hear the William Tell Overture several times because that's my theme, but everything else you won't hear twice. Now, after that rotomontade, let's proceed, shall we? More West Indian-type music. Sam Manning, he of Calypso fame, from 1928 with Anna Freeman. And this is rather violent, I have to say. Nothing but a double-barrel shotgun is going to keep me away from you. A restraining order might help, though.
Bother me, woman. I'm mad today, and I can't see nothing but red.
Why, you better get glad. I mean glad today, 'cause tomorrow you might be dead.
Girl, does you mean to say that you is true with me after all I have been to you?
Why, that's just exactly what I mean. And please stay away from me, too.
Well, nothing doing, cuz. Nothing but a double-barrel shotgun. Gonna keep me away from you.
Is that so?
You'll think that I am the Battle of Bull's Run.
Yes, it's Bull's Run.
If you quit me like you said you do. Even if I didn't want you, sister, get this under your hand.
What?
Ain't nobody else gonna get you. So, mama, that ain't nothing but a double-barrel shotgun.
Gonna do what?
Gonna keep me away from you. Now, I'm mean, I'm evil, as a jealous man can be.
Sure.
When it comes to a piece of furniture that belongs to me.
I'm borrowed.
And I don't mind a funeral, cause I ain't scared to die.
That's so.
But the more I would be different, but mama and I ain't going to try.
Now your lightness and your thunder don't scare me a bit. Go get your six-shooting pistol. You know I ain't bothered about it. Now you've been boasting, you've been bragging, and I've heard it long enough. So I'm ready, Mr. Val of Ricks, to call your bluff.
I'll fight a nest of hornets. Four rattlesnakes strode in. Grab a tiger by his whiskers, and I'll wail him on his chin.
That's so.
Woman, don't antagonize me and your saucy talking back, cause I'll run and grab a freight train and drag him off his track. You treat me like you think that I ain't nothing but a joke.
You ain't.
Yet every payday you is down there to grab my envelope.
That's what you made.
You
for.
Is talking graveyard language. Woman, can't you plainly see that I'm mad from my A down to my WXYZ? Ain't nothing but a double barrel shotgun. Gonna keep me away from you.
Be careful.
Between Schmeling and Joe Louis is an epic in boxing history. The fight between Schmeling and Joe Louis is an epic in boxing history. The critics said the Bumba lost the fight that night because he couldn't stop Maxi smashing right. Though a disappointment he is now faced, he has been defeated but not disgraced. Joe Louis, born in obscurity, judged by the whole of boxing progeny. In a few short years, he had traveled far, a shining star in Fistiana. Acclaimed by even the most critical, has been spectacular and phenomenal. He achieved in 1 year, as is known by you, what it took the champions a lifetime to do.
As an admirer of Joe Louis, with what you are saying, I'm bound to agree. I do appreciate your song, but on the night of the fight, boy, something else was wrong. It wasn't the same Bumba that we saw smashing the Ancanera or the floor. I wouldn't say it was dope or conspiracy, but the whole thing looked extremely funny to me.
Now staging a comeback campaign, and none can deny he's making his name.
Whoever the Bumba meet, come what may, he means to uppercut them to kill and slay.
Pay no attention to what you've been told.
He is bound to be the champion now of the world.
And though he has absorbed so much pain,
well, Schmeling wouldn't like to meet him again.
To your joke, you love, but it's a wedding that took place at Marabella. It may sound to you joke, you love, but it's a wedding that took place at Marabella. The daily papers advanced it to me, so I gave him my sympathy. While they were singing so merrily, the bridegroom was unfortunately taken into custody. I was not there, but it was told to me that the morning of the wedding he was playing wappy. The policeman then made a raid, and he ran away without being persuaded. While speech were made around the table, not knowing by the windows and a constable. And as they were singing so merrily, the bridegroom was unfortunately taken into custody. One of the guests that was dressed so nice began to run with a plate of rice. A gentleman said he was making merry, but he did not come to fight with anybody. He said, friends, when it comes to custody, I think I will leave the ceremony. But one had a foul leg in his right, and he took several blows from the policeman. You were there, you were bound to laugh, for the veil of the bride had got torn in half. Cakes were thrown east, west, north and south, when the police held the bridegroom and chopped him out. A little boy who is 9 years old struck the policeman with an enamel bowl. And as they were singing so merrily, the bridegroom was unfortunately taken into custody. Rush a lady loose her gold chain, and she began to bawl as though she was insane. Scrambled with the police all over the floor, regardless of the breach of the law. A Bajan man who said it was a bone in shame, he had a Constantina making his name. He said all the kings can be married, and he's not going back to no more wedding.
Marabella Wedding by the Tiger. There's a melee there, I'll tell you. And that was from 1935. Before that, The Lion and Attila the Hun. The Lewis Schmeling Fight, I think the first one. I think you won the second one, perhaps. That was from 1937. Before that, Sam Manning and Anna Freeman with a definitely a domestic dispute there. Nothing But a Double-Barreled Shotgun is going to keep me away from you. 1928. Now, here's something. This is Radiola. This is your show that feels your pain and inflicts some. I'm Andy Senior on WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org, and we do have some streamers. Nice to see you there on the little board that tells me we have streamers. Now Jimmy Greer and his orchestra. This was a radio transcription. Margaret Lawrence vocal, The More You Hurt Me, 1932.
acting silly, please. Mr. Hemingway, it's so plain to see you appeal to me. When you're near, my heart must obey. You're so sweet and so delicious, but when you get too ambitious, please. Mr. Hemingway, I love affection, but we're all alone, and there's one objection. If we only had a chaperone, I don't mind the park when it's nice and dark. Neath the moonlight, I love to stay. I adore you when you're gentle, but when you get sentimental, please. Mr. Hemingway, I love a brave man with big he-man stuff, but not a caveman. So remember not to play too rough. Being kissable is permissible. When you steal a kiss, it's okay. And I don't mind your osculation, but my dear, my operation, oh please, Mr. Hemingway.
Ethel Merman, one of her classics, I Get a Kick Out of You, 1934. Before that, Elsie Carlisle, Please, Mr. Hemingway. That from 1932, a little rough love play there, I'm afraid. Starting with Jimmy Greer and his orchestra, Margaret Lawrence singing The More You Hurt Me, also from 32. Announcement for next week, Radiola will begin at a new time, 7 p.m., and go right through till 10, so you'll have 3 hours, count them, three, of me and my music, starting, as I say, 7 to 10 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, here on Radiola. And those 3 hours will be transferred to Live 365. Indeed, they will. After me, my friend Alex Jaeger will be doing a show that is totally different, yet also interesting in its own way. Very interesting. Alex is a bit of a philosopher, an artist, has interesting monologues, definitely a stargazer and a navel gazer at the same time, which is very difficult, although he's very tall. If you've ever seen him, don't ask him how the weather is up there, but that's Alex, and he's starting his show, Tripping with Dolphins, next week at 10 p.m. here on WHCL, 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. Continuing with this music, Louis Armstrong's Hot 7, Lonnie Johnson in there on the guitar, I'm Not Rough.
Woman that gets me got to treat me right, 'cause I'm crazy about my loving and I must have it all the time. It takes a brown-skinned woman to satisfy my mind, to satisfy my mind. Thank you.
Jabbo Smith and his Rhythm Aces, 1929 Jazz Battle. And a battle it was. I wonder who won. One never knows. There's usually a lot of collateral damage no matter what happens. Before that, Savage Rhythm, Mills Blue Rhythm Band, 1931. And Louis Armstrong's Hot 7, I'm Not Rough, from 27. That was, you can hear Lonnie Johnson picking and strumming away in there, doing an amazing, amazing job. Amazing guitarist. Speaking of amazing guitarists here on Radiola, with me, Andy Sr., amazing guitarists are thick on the ground in the jazz era. Here's one, Charlie Palloy. And this is Try a Little Tenderness. It's about time, isn't it? Time to relent. Time to relent a bit. Try a Little Tenderness from 1932.
She may be weary. Women do get weary. Wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting, just anticipating things she might never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has a grief, a care, and a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness. In the hustle of today, we're all inclined to miss little things that mean so much, a smile, a word, a kiss. When a woman loves a man, he's a hero in her eyes, and a hero he can always be, if he'll just realize. Makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness.
Because these words were spoken. You know the words that were spoken? Here it is. I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you.
Yes, but if you break my heart, I'll break your jaw and then I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Now get on out there and tell your lie. What is it?
I should make a comment, but I won't. Oh, boy. That is one of my favorite things that he does, that performance. 1936, It's a Sin to Tell a Lie, with some fractures. Before that, Charlie Palloy, the great unsung crooner and guitarist of the Crown Records stable. 1932, Try a Little Tenderness. Trying to assuage the wounds and the bruises that we've all received here tonight on our eardrums and psychically, perhaps. I hope not too many. Next week, as I say, we begin at 7 here on Radiola and go through till 10, 3 hours of vintage music and commentary by me, Andy Sr. And also, after me, Alex Jagger will start next week. And his show is quite interesting. Very, very interesting. And now, as we wind down and apply the salve on WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org, Bill Dodge and his orchestra, a Benny Goodman pickup group, basically, for the transcription company. Sweet Sue. No hostility there, thank goodness. Sweet Sue, Just You, from 1934.